Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Over the last 10 years, the Cochrane HIV/AIDS Group has organised mentoring for new authors. Joy Oliver, Trials Search Coordinator and Assisting Managing Editor for the group, based at the South African Cochrane Centre in Cape Town, describes how this has led to many high-quality and much-needed Cochrane reviews.
The mentoring program was established in October 2000. It was the brainchild of Gail Kennedy, the managing editor of the Cochrane HIV/AIDS Group, who realized that many of our reviews were not relevant to those who were most affected by the disease, and that there was a need to provide support to first-time authors from Africa. Authors in our region are constrained by the lack of many resources, which are taken for granted in many other parts of the world. For example, many authors based in African countries have to work from internet cafes, which is extremely costly, or they may not have internet access at all for many hours in a day due to a lack of electricity. Added to these barriers, little or no funding is available to allow them to attend training courses. The HIV/AIDS mentoring program links first-time authors with a mentor who provides support and methodological advice throughout the review process. We have been surprised and delighted by the large number of offers we receive from Cochrane authors based all around the world who are really keen to contribute as mentors. To be a mentor, the person needs to have conducted a Cochrane review and, ideally, have some methodological expertise. But they don't need content expertise in HIV/AIDS because the mentees are really very experienced working in this field. We provide the mentees with a CD containing all the Cochrane resources or paper copies of these, which they need to guide them when working on their review. This means that they don't have to waste time and money trying to download files from the internet. We also maintain regular contact with our authors, either through face-to-face meetings or by email, or by telephone, to see whether they need any assistance and to keep a helpful eye on their progress. The program began with very limited funding, but I am delighted to say we celebrated our 10th anniversary in this year, with the program still going from strength to strength. During the decade, we have supported authors from Ghana, Kenya, Nigeria, Cameroon, The Gambia, and South Africa. A total of 46 first-time authors have been through the program, assisted by 24 mentors from across the world. Their combined effort has contributed to the publication of 19 full reviews and 17 protocols in the Cochrane Library, all relevant to managing HIV/AIDS in resource-poor settings. We have been able to fund 33 mentees to attend a total of 4 review schools in Cape Town, and something of which I am particularly proud of is that many of the authors who participated in the program as mentees have gone on to become mentors for new authors. It has not been easy, though. We have faced challenges due to the lack of training of our mentors and the slow progress of some mentees. These two challenges are interlinked. We conducted an external evaluation of the program in 2006, using a small grant from the Cochrane Collaboration Steering Group. This identified that to be most effective, mentors need to be proactive and contact mentees to offer their assistance, rather than waiting for the mentee to approach them. And we are encouraging this approach throughout the program. We look forward to continuing the program with the HIV/AIDS Group and believe that the Cochrane Collaboration as a whole could use the model to provide assistance to new authors who want to contribute to the work of the collaboration, but lack the resources or the skills to do so. I would like to acknowledge and thank all the mentors who have willingly given up of their time to assist with the mentoring program, and the enthusiasm and dedication of all our mentees. A special thanks goes to Nandi Siegfried, without whose passion and commitment we would not have succeeded.
You can find the whole collection of reviews that Joy mentioned within the Cochrane Library at www.thecochranelibrary.com.